whole classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what you do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun.
Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
It certainly is, friends, so let's do that together. My name is Anne-Marie.
And you're watching Studio Classroom. Friends, what are you having to eat today? Well, some people in these years like to have a lot of restrictions or special kinds of diets. We're talking about one part of that today.
And here's a question to get us started. Do you know anyone who has tried a gluten-free diet? Did they find it helpful?
All right. So yes, we're talking about gluten-free. Gluten is something that can be found in things like bread. Some people try not to have it, and I certainly know quite a few people that try to eat a gluten-free diet.
I know some people who try to eat gluten-free, and I have a friend who has to eat gluten-free. She has something called celiac disease, so she cannot have any gluten at all. That's something we're going to talk about later.
It sure is. Yes, it is very helpful for many people. All right, friends, let's get right into our first reading.
Gluten-free, myths and facts. The benefits and limitations of a gluten-free diet. Gluten, a protein found in wheat and a handful of other grains, often gets blamed for everything from bloating to brain fog. As more people are ditching it for what they claim are health reasons, gluten-free products are flooding grocery aisles and myths are multiplying. But is giving up gluten really a health fix or just hype? Let's sift through the fiction and uncover the truth of this diet trend.
Hi, I'm Jack. 今天的 usage tip 要来看 everything from A to B 这个用语，意思是从 A 到 B 的所有东西，意思是涵盖范围很广，也可以写成 everything ranging from A to B。譬如本句 ，everything from bloating to brain fog， 意思是涵盖范围从 bloating 胃胀气到 brain fog 脑雾，表示这两者的严重程度差很多。来看例句。The museum exhibits everything from ancient artifacts to modern art. 这座博物馆展出从古代文物到现代艺术的各种展品。
Today's lesson is called Gluten-Free Myths and Facts. We'll try to figure out what's true and what is not.
That's right. We are talking about the benefits and limitations of a gluten-free diet. Now, a limitation is something that prevents you from doing more or going further.
Sure. Here's an example. Everyone has their own limitations or things they can't do, and that's okay.
All right, now let's talk about what gluten is, friends. We read about it right here. Gluten, a protein found in wheat and a handful of other grains, often gets blamed for everything from bloating to brain fog.
Ooh, yes, it can be called the bad guy. That's why it's blamed for these things. If someone is blamed for something, it's said to be responsible for that thing. That's almost always a bad thing.
That's right. And if you're blamed for something, it may or may not be true. It's the idea that you are being accused. Here's an example. He was blamed for breaking the window, but his brother actually did it.
Okay, so gluten is blamed for all these problems in our bodies. One of those is bloating. That's when you get a very full feeling or a swelling in your stomach.
You might feel bloating in your stomach after eating too quickly or eating too many inflammatory foods.
Sure. Okay, so gluten is blamed for these things, and as more people are ditching it for what they claim are health reasons, gluten-free products are flooding grocery aisles, and myths are multiplying.
But is giving up gluten really a health fix or just hype? Hype is too much excitement or attention about something.
Right. Many movies have a lot of hype, but sometimes they don't live up to that hype. They're not quite as good as people thought they would be.
And if you say that something doesn't live up to the hype, you're saying you were disappointed in it or it wasn't as good as you expected. Let's sift through the fiction and uncover the truth of this diet trend.
All right, let's sift through some of those phrases, starting with that one. To sift through some things means to look carefully through a set of things or one thing.
Here's an example. We sifted through the old photos to find one for the project. Now, we saw something else in this sentence that we want to talk about, friends. We see the fiction. When we say the fiction, we're talking about the parts that are not true.
For example, let's separate the facts from the fiction.
Okay, there's one more thing here we want to talk about, to uncover the truth. What does that mean?
Well, to uncover the truth means to find out what is really true. Find out what is true.
This is something that reporters do. They might work hard to uncover the truth. Usually this is because there are a lot of things that aren't true, or there's maybe some things that seem like they're facts, but they're really not.
Okay, so we know that eating gluten-free is becoming a diet trend, but along with that come some things that are myths. They are not true. We're going to sift through all of this and figure out what is true.
Let's get on with that in our next reading.
Gluten-free, myths and facts. Myth 1, gluten is bad for you. The vast majority of people can eat gluten with no ill effects, but some people's bodies cannot tolerate it. The most well-known reason for this is celiac disease, a condition in which gluten harms the lining of the small intestine, leading to issues with digestion, stomach pain, and fatigue. People with celiac disease need to follow a gluten-free diet to remain healthy. There are also people with non-celiac gluten sensitivity who experience symptoms similar to those with celiac disease after eating gluten, but don't actually have the disease.
The fatigue after a day hiking in the mountains always helps me sleep deeply. 在山里进行一整天后的疲劳总是能让我睡得很沉。Fatigue 如果当动词，它的过去分词 fatigued 可以当形容词用，意思是疲惫的，精疲力尽的。譬如 The young mother was fatigued after a day indoors with her lively twins who had been jumping on the furniture all day. 经过一整天在室内陪伴在家具上跳来跳去精力充沛的双胞胎，这位年轻的妈妈感到精疲力尽。如果在 fatigue 字尾加上 s 就变成另一个名词 fatigues, 是指军人的作战服。譬如 The soldiers dressed in their fatigues stood in a row ready to train in the field. 士兵们身穿迷彩服排成一列准备进行野外训练。
Okay, so why exactly would someone want to eat a gluten-free diet? Let's talk about some of the reasons.
Okay, first we are looking at myth number one. Gluten is bad for you. the vast majority of people can eat gluten with no ill effects, but some people's bodies cannot tolerate it. First, let's talk about what ill effects are.
All right. Ill effects are bad effects or bad results from something, like something you might eat.
Like sugar, for example. Some people experience ill effects from eating too much sugar. I would say actually most people experience those ill effects.
That's for sure. Okay, well, some people's bodies cannot tolerate it. That's what we heard in the last part of that sentence. That word, to tolerate something, means to be able to put up with it. Maybe you won't get some of those ill effects.
For example, she's not able to tolerate the cold weather very well. She prefers it to be sunny.
Okay, we continue. The most well-known reason for this is celiac disease, a condition in which gluten harms the lining of the small intestine.
All right, friends, we already mentioned celiac disease earlier. This is a serious illness, and people can't eat gluten because it affects the lining in their stomachs.
All right. For example, people with celiac disease must avoid wheat products, so they buy a lot of alternative products.
All right. We see here that this condition harms the lining of the small intestine. What is a lining? Well, it's the inner surface or layer of something.
Exactly. The stomach lining can be hurt often by strong medicines. Be careful when you're taking them.
If someone has an ulcer, that is a condition that affects the lining of the stomach. All right, so what happens then? This leads to issues with digestion, stomach pain, and fatigue.
Okay, digestion is the first word to talk about there. Your digestion is the process of your body breaking down food as it goes through.
Here's an example. Yogurt is good for your digestion. That's because it contains probiotics inside. Now, we see here that people with celiac disease need to follow a gluten-free diet to remain healthy. There are also people with non-celiac gluten sensitivity. Okay, what is sensitivity?
Well, if you have a sensitivity to something, it's like you have a strong reaction to it, often stronger than other people would. This could be like food or even touch or sound.
Here's an example. He has a sensitivity to peanuts. Some people have certain sensitivities to certain other products that touch their skin, or as Garrett said, they might have a sensitivity to loud noises.
Okay, so they have a sensitivity to gluten, and they experience symptoms similar to those with celiac disease after eating gluten, but they don't actually have the disease.
Okay, so they get certain symptoms. Now, symptoms are signs that show you're sick or that something is wrong.
Right. For example, common symptoms of a cold include sneezing, coughing, or a runny nose.
Okay, so what we learned in this section is that gluten isn't actually bad for you, or rather, it's only bad for certain people. It's bad for people with celiac disease or who have a gluten sensitivity.
Yeah, if you don't have those things, it's not like it's kind of bad. It's fine. There's nothing bad that comes from it.
That's right. All right, friends, we have more to learn about this in just a moment with the next myth. But first, let's go to today's InfoCloud.
Hi, friends. Welcome to InfoCloud. Rex, would you like to eat fried chicken or a salad with chicken breast for lunch?
Oh, that's a tough choice. Fried chicken is more tempting, but you are what you eat. Let's get salad with chicken breast instead.
What discipline. I was hoping you'd pick fried chicken, actually. Let's talk about the phrase, you are what you eat.
The phrase, you are what you eat, means the food you eat directly impacts your health. Eating healthy foods will lead to a healthy body, and eating unhealthy foods will negatively impact your health.
We often use this phrase to encourage people to make healthier choices when choosing what to eat. Rex, do you know the origin of the phrase?
Yes. The idea comes from a French author who wrote, "Tell me what you eat, and I will tell you what you are," back in 1826.
Wow. Well, friends, you are what you eat. Next time you want to encourage friends or loved ones to pick healthier food to eat, use this phrase.
今天要介绍的用语对于健康相当重要。You are what you eat. 这句话的意思是你吃什么就会变成什么样的人，也就是说饮食会直接影响你的健康。You are what you eat, so choose wisely. 你吃什么就会变成什么样的人，所以要慎选。这句话提醒我们，健康的身体是从好的饮食习惯开始，不只是减肥或外形，而是为了长期的身体与心理健康。当你做出每一餐的选择的时候，也是在决定你的未来。这就是今天的 InfoCloud， 我们下次云端见。
Gluten-free, myths and facts. Myth 2. A gluten-free diet is a low-carbohydrate diet. Since wheat is high in carbohydrates, it's easy to assume a gluten-free diet would be low in the substance. However, many gluten-free foods, such as rice, are still high in carbohydrates. Thus, a gluten-free diet does not necessarily mean the diet will be low in carbs.
Carbohydrate 这个名词意思是碳水化合物。来看个例句。In biology class, we analyzed the structure of carbohydrates. 在生物课上，我们分析了碳水化合物的结构。Carbohydrate 的口语简称是 carb. 譬如 Carly needed some quick carbs to boost her energy for the last 3 miles of the marathon. Carly 需要快速补充碳水化合物，以便为马拉松最后3英里补充能量。如果在 carb 后面加连字号，再加 loading， carb loading 就是指补充碳水化合物的摄取。譬如 ，The team had a pasta dinner last night for carb loading before the morning's race。队员们昨晚吃了意大利面，为早上的比赛补充碳水化合物的摄取。
Popular way of dieting is to eat a lot less carbohydrates. So people avoid bread. But is that the same as eating a gluten-free diet?
I don't think so. And we read here that this is myth number 2. A gluten-free diet is a low-carbohydrate diet. This is a myth. We read, since wheat is high in carbohydrates, it's easy to assume a gluten-free diet would be low in the substance.Let's take a look at a few of these terms.
Okay, starting with high in. So wheat is high in carbohydrates. That means it contains a lot of it.
Different products or foods could be high in other things as well. For example, some snacks are very high in sugar. Or you could say that orange is very high in vitamin C.
Okay, so this could be good or negative.We also see it's easy to assume that this gluten-free diet would have a lot of carbohydrates. If you assume something, you think it's true, sometimes without proof. Sometimes you make this decision too early.
Yeah, here's an example of how you could use assume in a sentence. Don't assume she's angry, just ask her.
Okay, so people assume it might be low in the substance.What exactly are we talking about with substance here?
Okay, a substance is a material or some type of matter.
Okay, here, what substance are we talking about? We're talking about carbohydrates. Let's use that in another sentence. The white substance on the table turned out to be salt.
Ah, I see. So we weren't sure what that material was. at the beginning, but then we found out it was salt. Now we read on here, however, many gluten-free foods such as rice are still high in carbohydrates.
Okay, so just because you're avoiding breads or things with gluten doesn't mean you're avoiding carbohydrates. Although you might be having less of it. It just depends on what else you're eating.
Yeah, that's right. Thus, a gluten-free diet does not necessarily mean the diet will be low in carbs. I think this is because people assume that when you're gluten-free, you're not eating as much bread, because bread is a big source of carbs for many people. But a lot of other things have carbs as well, such as rice or potatoes. So if you're still eating those foods, your diet might still be very high in carbs, even though it's gluten-free.
Right. And of course, that doesn't necessarily mean it's a bad thing. Carbohydrates, like gluten, are not necessarily the enemy.
That's right. You just have to make sure you're not having too many of them and making sure that you're eating a very well-balanced diet.
All right, friends. We have learned a lot so far. We'll get back to this topic tomorrow. First, let's go watch our fun fact.
Hello, fact friends. I am Detective Ernest Finder, and I have a fun fact for you today. Did you know that gluten comes from the Latin word for glue? Glue is a sticky substance used to attach two materials to each other. It's true. Glue can also be a verb with a literal or figurative meaning. For example, people's eyes are glued to their phones all day. And that is today's fun glue fact.
All right, friends, as we are finishing the first part of this article, I have a question for you and for Garrett. Have you ever tried a gluten-free diet before?
I certainly have not. I love to eat things with gluten in them, but I have eaten a lot of products that are labeled as gluten-free products. Some of them taste just like things with gluten in them. They're just fine. But I would say if you're trying to have a gluten-free diet, it's important to look on the labels, especially of packaged foods.
That is something that we are going to be talking more about tomorrow. Because something seems like it's not going to have gluten in it doesn't mean that it doesn't.
Exactly. But I do find it funny. Sometimes there are packages of things that clearly would never have gluten in them, and still it says gluten-free on there. I think it's just because this is such a trend. If people see that, they get excited.
That might be true. I did try a gluten-free diet only for a few weeks many years ago. I was having some stomach issues, and I thought my problem might be a gluten sensitivity. But then I learned that you have to be on a gluten-free diet for a long time before you start seeing any difference anyway. And if you're not so sure that you have celiac disease or haven't been diagnosed with it, it might not necessarily help.
Right. That sounds like a lot of sacrifice just to find that out.
Definitely. Well, friends, that is all the time we have for today. My name is Anne Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again next time right here on
Studio Classroom.
Bye. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.